Welcome everybody, shiur number 848, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so interesting concept. We spoke about last time, in our siman Reish Ches, we're in Reish Ches, we said, we quoted from the Shulchan Aruch, that Lemaisa, so we know when flour is put into a food, right, and it's there for a taste of sustenance, so of course it becomes a mazonos and so on, one of the five grains. When it's made into a drink, like beer, let's say beer from barley or something like that, if it's made into a drink just because a person put in their flour, right, or one of the five grains, and even though it's there for sustenance and taste and everything, but if it's a drink, you drink it, right? So then it's a shahakal. It becomes a shahakal. So the question is, where do we draw the line? Like, if somebody has, like, I'm going to read from the Sefer Oitzra Alachas. He brings on, for example, farina, right? A very popular cereal called farina. Hamavashal kemach b'mayim oy b'shar mashkim, something called farina, that it's cooked, but, you know, it's not really, you know, so hard, but it could be extremely liquidy to the point that you really don't have to chew it. So, and the question is, what I'm trying to get at is, what do we call a drink, and what do we call a food, where we draw the line? Because if it's a food, we make a mazonos. If it's a drink, we make a shahakal, even though it has flour, so where do we draw the line? That's the question. Okay, so the Sefer Atzalach is in our siman again, Reish Ches, Ois Yud Dalet. He says like this, Hamavashal kemach b'mayim oy b'shar mashkim, if somebody makes cook something, right, and it has in it liquids and has in it flour and so on, im hamavashal over, if it's a thicker thing, mevarech alav, boirei mina mezonos. Now, we're not talking about a food per se, we're talking about it's a thicker substance whereby it can be, a person cannot drink it, you're not able to drink it. Vimhu rach, ad sheroy l'shasiyah, if it's very, it's drinkable, let's put it like that, it's drinkable. Mevarech alav shahakol, uber nefashis, then you make a shahakol, you're going to make a ber nefashis, assuming you drank the right amount. V'chein adin ba'oichol daisa, so now he brings down, what's the example? V'chein adin ba'oichol daisa hanikra farina. You have farina is one example. He brings another example, oatmeal, mu'uriv b'chalav, if it's mixed with milk, aymayim, or together with water. So then, what do we do over there, right? Where do we draw the line? So he says, imhu of, if it's thick, this oatmeal and this farina, if it's thick, vena roya lishasiya, right? The person cannot drink it, mevarech alav, bar mina mezonos. And we're going to make a bar mina mezonos. Vimlav shahakal, if it's so watery, whereby you can just drink it down, even though it might be oatmeal, even though it might be farina, so then one would make a shahakal. Okay, so, but where do we draw the line? The question is, how do I know, right? How do we know if it's drinkable or not? So he brings, what's the definition of drinkable, right? First of all, what's the definition? The Shulchan Aruch talks about, he brings the quotes of Magen Avraham on Ois Lamed Ches on the bottom. He says, I'm a Magen Avraham, dim who of, if it's thick for royal achiliki kadidat, afilu she'ein sarach lila oisai, even though you person does not have to mamish chew it, right? Mamish don't have to chew on it, you don't have to bite it and chew it, like a regular food that you bite into, is still going to be a mizonos. He brings the Shulchan Aruch Rav, all this, okay, fine. So then he said, then he quotes the Shulchan Aruch Rav, in other words, it's at a point whereby it's not the regular way that a person just sort of like gulps it down, swallows it down. They don't gulp it down and swallow it down. Like, for example, when a person drinks soda, orange juice, right, or some sort of juice, you drink it, you gulp it. That's how you don't chew it. If you want to call it your tongue to switch it around or anything like that, unless somebody's rinsing their mouth or whatever, but they just drink it, they gulp it down. That's it, 1, 2, 3. So he says, if somebody drinks it like that, they gulp and they drink it, so he brings the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, b'li hippach b'lashon klal. In other words, the person doesn't really need their tongue. For example, if you have a thicker oatmeal or a thicker farina, a person, you can't just gulp it down. You put it in your mouth, even though you don't have to chew on it, but you still need your tongue to switch it around, sort of, right? You can't drink it down like a drink. It's not like a soda. It's not like, I don't want to say water, because water gets a little more problematic if a person's not thirsty. It's not like soda, it's not like orange juice, where you just gulp it down. You have to switch it around in your mouth. It's a little bit of a thicker thing. So then that's going to be a mizonos. Shizu derech shasiyah, right? So that's what he says. So that's how he ends off. He bring the Sefer Shulchan Aruch Rav, from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Ela should... eladarka lahofcha ma'at baloshin. If it's at a point whereby it's thick enough, you can't just drink it down like a regular drink. You have to swish it around and with your tongue. You have to use your tongue a little bit, sort of, even though you're not actually biting into it. This is still considered derech achila. This is still considered eating, and emezonos would be made. If it's liquidy enough, whereby a person just puts it in their mouth and they just gulp it down, swallow it down, right, like a regular drink, even though you say, well, it's oatmeal or farina, whatever the case is, but if it's at that level, then one would make a shahakol. Okay, and of course it goes without saying, if there's pieces in it, like we spoke about last time, the barley soup, whatever, and you have to mamish bite, you know, with the teeth, so then that goes without saying, a person would have to make emezonos for sure. Okay, and actually the machat in Sif Vav, again, our Simon Reish Ches Sif Vav, where this halach is brought down, the machaba says the word lila asai, and he, in parentheses, it says perish litchain oisei bapeh, in other words, to chew on it, right? But the Mishabruah says over there in Sif Katan Chav Beis, lav dafka, dafilu im einoi of kolkach, even it's not so thick. The point is, as kevin she'ena rach l'shasiya she'ia roy rach l'shasiya, since it's not drinkable. In other words, even though the Shulchan Aruch says that, in other words, it depends if you have to bite and chew on it, but the Mishnah Berurah says not necessarily. As long as it's at the point whereby you could just gulp it down like a regular drink, so then emezonos would still be made, like we said, as long as you have to sort of use your tongue and you can't just swallow it down. So that's the bottom line. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tov.